What's up, everybody? It's Bonafide Fitness back again. You with your boy Javon Ivy. First off, I'd like to say my apologies for last week's podcast. We had some technical difficulties, but we're trying to get back on track with hopefully tonight with another great interview. So I decided to bring back none other than Joel Sway with Sway by Nutrition. So welcome back, Joe.
Yo.
Tell the people a little bit about yourself that missed out last week due to our technical problems.
My name is Joel Gasway. Born and raised in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Played sports all my life, basketball, football, and tennis. I'm 29 years old, and I've been vegan or plant-based, you could say, for about 4 years now, and I'm really into herbs and just natural holistic products. Dr. Sabi is one of my inspirations, so is another guy, Dr. Sarno, which we'll get into, but Swaby. My name comes from Dr. Sabi. Me and Javon, we met at Luther College in Decorah, and we've been friends and frat bros ever since.
That's what's up. Hey, man, real quick, why don't you let them know a little bit about, you know, why you got into the, you know, the natural herbal supplement feel and stuff like that, and why the health change after college?
Right. Okay, yeah. So during college, I had a foot injury. It was called Freiberg's infraction. It's a form of disease where your second metatarsal starts to crumble. And looking back on it, I believe it was due to, like, my diet, because there was a lot of buildup of fluid in that joint. It was just constant throbbing and swelling. And they said it was genetics or excessive pounding, possibly, you know, from all the sports. But looking back on it, I think it was just what I was putting in my body was causing, you know, inflammation and mucus buildup. Fast forward from, you know, when that started in 2011, 2012 to 2016 when I had the surgery on it. They went in and they drilled some holes to try and regrow the cartilage. I found Dr. Sabi, and he was just talking about how he through, like, natural foods and herbs and fasting, he can heal, you know, multiple different diseases, which is what this was. So if I could go back and not do the surgery, that's what I would do. I would just heal it naturally. In fact, I'm having the screws taken out here in a couple weeks. So yeah, that's what kind of got me on my natural journey, you know, just my own foot and back pain. I haven't looked back since then, you know. I'm pretty much pain free. Not pretty much, I am pain free in my foot and my back. I had chronic back pain for like 6 years. Read a book by Dr. John Sarno, and that got pretty much cleared up within about 2 weeks.
Now we gonna get to that, but first off, people, I want to let you know that, you know, that it doesn't have to be, you know, my Bonafide Fitness lifestyle change or any other diet lifestyle change. It's completely up to you. That's one thing you have to realize as a person, that you are complete you are in complete control of your own lifestyle as far as your health goes. But if you want to increase your benefits of that lifestyle, small things have to change over time. And that's what Joel got into as far as, you know, one of his biggest reasons why he made that change, and he's been sticking with it now because it just feels like second nature. But I work with a lot of athletes and a lot of clients ranging from, you know, elementary kids to 50s and 60 plus. So I've worked with all different kinds and everything like that, even those with physical or mental disabilities. So I've seen all different areas that small changes can benefit a person. But but the next thing that's really big for a lot of the athletes and stuff that I work with is, you know, you were just getting ready to talk about, is flexibility. Like, there's a lot of young adults and young teens that are not that flexible, and they think that it's not a big part of fitness, but it is, because without you can lift all the weights and stuff you want, but if you don't have the flexibility to go with it, you're just tightening up those muscles, which means there's a higher chance of a tendon tearing or a bone fragment or something like that to just break, because you don't have that extra give, I should say, as far as the flexibility goes. But I always had a history of back spasms and stuff when I was a younger kid. I do a couple techniques now that help me out with that, as far as like laying on a flat surface, putting my legs up on the wall and sitting there for about, laying there for about 20 to 30 minutes, just to get that fresh fluid through my body and get some fresh blood to my heart and everything else. And it helps me out a lot. That may not work for a lot of people, but maybe you might have some other suggestions that may help some people out as far as that back, those back pains go.
I mean, my suggestions would probably, they go hand in hand with yours. You mentioned, you know, the blood flow, and what Sarno said about back pain is, lots of times people are having back pain because they're not breathing properly. So the blood isn't flowing because it's not getting the proper amounts of oxygen to the bloodstream. So he said people are not breathing properly because they're stressed out mentally, or, you know, mentally and emotionally, and they aren't thinking about their emotions. They're putting them in there. They're suppressing them. So they're also suppressing their breath. And he said that lots of it's, you know, it's not anything you're doing consciously. It's all dealing mostly with the subconscious, you know, since from a young age, like, you're told not to cry or not to be angry or upset. And so when you suppress those emotions, you're suppressing the breath too. And he said he had thousands of people come in, you know, he x-rayed their backs, and they were perfectly fine backs, like no bulging discs or anything weird going on, and they were in excruciating back pain. And then he had the complete opposite, where he had, you know, hundreds, thousands of people come in with really messed up backs he could see on the x-rays, and they'd be in no pain. And he said it was looked at as like a purple heart, like a badge of honor to be in physical pain in today's society, but not emotional pain. So, yeah, stretching definitely crucial, because that's going to help the blood flow. And then just breathing and thinking about what's bothering you more, because with that, you're going to breathe more.
Now, I will tell you this. Owning your own business and grinding every day is hard to not have that stress mentally, physically, and emotionally. But you got to find ways to fight through it. You know, just like I know by, you know, having our own businesses, how tough that can be. But also another thing is, you definitely got to watch the things that you, not only the things that you suppress, but you also got to watch the things that you eat as far as that blood flow goes.
Oh,
you,
yes.
Because you don't want to have those fatty foods that clog up your, you know, your insides and stuff like that, and you end up getting clogged arteries and everything else.
Oh,
you want
man.
A smooth blood flow, reduce, you want to eat the you want to eat the foods that reduce blood clots and, you know, boost up your metabolism, especially as you get older, so that way that the food don't just sit on you the same way. Naturally, your metabolism typically is faster when you're younger, but it slows down over time as you get older. Especially if you played multiple sports and you had to, you know, fluctuate that weight change in between sports and stuff like that. That stuff starts to catch up with you as you get older. So, yeah, tell them a little bit about, like, some of the herbs. And you also, one of your biggest things that you have on the market right now that we are in partnership with is your sea moss.
Okay, so the herbs, I probably have, you know, 50 different pounds of different herbs, different ones for sleep, you know, different ones to wake up, like some coffee substitutes, elderberry, like immune system type herbs, and then, you know, the sea moss, and that's like a, I don't like to say a one pill fix all, because there's so many things that go into your, you know, your overall well-being. You know, we touched on the mental and the physical and what you put in your mouth, you know, it all plays a factor. But the sea moss, it can just, it really elevates you. It almost like connects your brain. And it's a metabolism booster, but it suppresses your appetite because it's full of so many different minerals. And these are minerals. Also, you know, amino acids, like these are things that when you're hungry, your body isn't necessarily hungry for food and like lots of food, lots of like bulk. It's craving those minerals. So some of the minerals in it are iron, potassium, sulfur, zinc, copper, chloride, magnesium, manganese, calcium, chromium, selenium, iodine, sodium, fluoride, phosphorus. There's a couple more, but pretty much everything you need is in this plant. And it grows in the ocean. The North Atlantic is where I get mine from. I have a kind that comes from Jamaica too. But lots of people are buying a kind that's grown like in pools, or it's grown in China, like, or Japan, like near Fukushima radiation type waters. The place I get mine from, it has the toxicology report. So they test the water twice a year, maybe four times a year even, you know, just to make sure it's clean and there's no toxins or anything in it. But yeah, it's just, it's nice to throw in a smoothie or a salad. You put it in the water, you rinse the ocean off of it, and then it doesn't really taste like much. No flavor, so it's easy to hide in a salad or a smoothie if you're afraid of, you know, something. You're eating something that has a little bit of an oceany flavor.
No lie, because I'll tell you right now, I've did it for the salad already, and mainly I've been just using it for my smoothies. But I've also, like last week, I've made, you know, the strawberry malt shake, which was freaking delicious. I also got like starfish, pineapple, and banana that I'm probably gonna make a smoothie with tomorrow. But yeah, that's. All of that stuff is what the body needs more than just adding more of those empty calories, I should say. I mean, right. It's a bunch of them, but they're empty calories if you think about it, because they're just adding on. And if you think about it, when a person mentally, when a person eats, they eat past the stage of being full because the food is still there. So what that food does is, you got to think, your intestines is not that big to start off with. The human intestines is not a large thing just because your stomach is big. The intestines are small. So that food that does not get into the intestines is what creates those love handles. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. So by you taking those minerals instead, that'll help you and your brain, your body and your brain sync as one, saying, hey, I'm full. And at the same time, you got exactly everything you need as far as nutrition wise for that meal.
I've been taking it like 4 years, just on and off. You know, you don't need to take it every day. There's times where I'll take it every day for, you know, a couple of weeks or months, and then I'll take some time off. But I like it a lot. I feel stronger on it, smarter on it.
Well, I'm a smart man anyways, man. You know already. No, I'm just... But yeah, they're like... And I know you're working on the website. You're still in the works for that, as far as your website goes. But I know they can catch you on social media, right?
Yeah. J_Sway91. Like Javon said, like, there's no right or wrong way to, your health journey. So just because I'm plant-based and vegan doesn't mean, you know, you have to be. I'm just here as a resource, you know, on maybe what oils to stay away from, you know, what foods to stay away from, you know, as far as levels of different things being processed, or, you know, what herbs you could use, or where to shop, you know, what sweeteners to use and what not to use. Just different, you know, different things.
Now, we'll tell you this. Me personally, I'm a coconut oil, sunflower oil, and every now and then I'll throw in like some pure olive oil. But other than that, I don't really use any other oils. Like the oils that I grew up on, the vegetable and canola oil and stuff like that, all that stuff is tossed. Like, though, I just pass it up when I go into the grocery store now. Like, I'm a grown man. I'm not eating. I had to eat that stuff because my parents, that's what they cooked with. Not anymore. I can pick my own ingredients. So I pick the healthier options. Those are three of the top oils that you can use.
Yeah, that those doesn't... are good. I like avocado and grapeseed oil.
Right.
Both of those at Walmart.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing I ain't been able to get a hold to is the avocado oil, because it's so expensive, man.
Walmart's got a decent price, but yeah, it's one of the more expensive ones. I think they got the grapeseed oil for like, it's like $8 for like almost a gallon in there at Walmart. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to be covering all your foods with oils, but there's just healthier options than vegetable and canola. Because vegetables made out of soy and canola. Canola is a... it's actually called rapeseed oil because it rapes your body of minerals. And like 90-some% of it and soy is like GMO and sprayed with pesticides. And in addition to that, the soy is it's an estrogen type food. So that's going to mess up your hormones if you're a woman or a man. Yeah.
Killing a lot of dreams tonight. But that'll do it for tonight's episode, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and listening to Bonafide Fitness Health Wednesdays. This is your boy Javon Ivy. Okay. You can find me at bonafidefitness.com. That's BONOFIDE.com. Well, fitness.com. But also a big announcement that started November 2nd. I will be on btownbuys.com for promotional purposes, and also November 2nd, I am in advertisement with B97 for the Bloomington, Indiana area and Central Indiana. So you can catch me, you can catch my promos at any time, Tuesday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. on your way home or whatever. And you can give me a call for a free consultation at any time. And I think that's all I got for you guys tonight. So thank you once again.
Hey, one more thing, bro.
Yep.
You can get a free consultation with me, too. That's at J_Sway91. And thanks for having me, bro. Oh, and I liked your bars, bro. Your bars is nice. Nice and clean.
Thank you.
Natural ingredients.
Thank you. I got some more coming in. They're going to be strictly all organic, all vegan.
Yeah, yeah, those look nice, bro.
Yeah, I just gave my stepmom a whole box.
Oh, that's love. Hey, thanks for having me, bro.
No problem. All right, peace out, everybody.